6 days to Christmas, a busy day ahead for many of you. Last day at school, shopping to do, family and friends to meet, planning, final arrangements, rushing around. We're on Bow Street, a short walk from Dublin City Centre this morning, where a lot of extra money will be spent today on food and presents. Here, thousands of people are queuing for a €50 supermarket voucher to try and get through the next week. They've been here for hours. It's very cold. They queued overnight this day last week too for a ticket for a voucher today. They're all ages, with all accents. Some are on their way to work, some are on their way to school. Many of those who did get some sleep were in emergency accommodation last night and face Christmas there too. They've been talking with our reporter Joe Caulfield about how important the voucher is to them.
It's needed more than ever. You know, with people, just a lot of people struggling, you know what I mean? And if I got my voucher, I'd be using it as an old man I look after. I'd be using it to get him bits and pieces in, you know what I mean? Likes of me, who's only young, can survive, but it's the older people I feel sorry for.
Oh, it means a lot, mate. You know, it feeds me and I live alone. So it helps, and it helps because I can put extra money on my electricity for my heating, because I went through cancer a couple of years ago and I'm fine. But I've been coming here for the last few years and it's been very helpful.
Tell me,
very, very helpful. Even the dinners, like, there's so many people. It's crazy. It's really crazy.
Yeah, people queuing here from 3 o'clock this morning, apparently.
Yeah, I come down at six and I have to go back because my ticket was left out, and I come back at the second time without it.
Because we have a big family and we need a lot of food for this. So we celebrate in easier for this.
How many people is in your family?
Six.
It's actually brilliant, to this. When you think of the late brother Kevin Crowley, he was a lovely man, he was. It's a medical centre. It really is very, very important to people who are on the streets. And please God, hopefully in the new year, we get all them people off the streets.
That's people queuing here at the Capuchin Day Centre for a supermarket voucher. Still queuing, it's still dark, still cold here. We're inside in a lovely warm kitchen. This is usually where people and families, usually this part of the kitchen, are fed as part of the breakfast run here at the Capuchin Day Centre. Today, all hands on deck for the vouchers. Soup is being handed out to people in the queue outside. Father Kevin Kiernan is director of the Capuchin Day Centre and he's with me now. Kevin, thank you for welcoming us here this morning. Can you tell me a little bit more about the people that you're helping outside today?
Well, people would ask me, where are all these people from? And they're from all over the world, you might as well say, because Ireland is such a multicultural society. So the people who come to our day centre are no different. People are trying to make ends meet. The pressure on families, especially coming up to Christmas, even if you have a job, there is the pressure. So there's even more pressure on people who are homeless or who can't make ends meet, especially this time of the year. So they queued up last Friday for a ticket, which enables them to get a voucher today. So it's a good way to do it in the sense that last Friday we got a good indication of how many vouchers we need. And so there's big queues this morning, but everybody isn't guaranteed a voucher.
I'm struck by the number of families, the number of children who are outside.
Absolutely, yeah. And we provide the voucher, but we also try to make Christmas normal for especially the children. Like last weekend, we had two Christmas parties. After Christmas, we'll have another Christmas party. So we try to have happy memories, if that's possible, for the children.
And many of the people who are out there this morning are working.
Absolutely, yeah. People who are working but still can't pay their mortgage or pay their rent, so this is a help for especially to buy some groceries for Christmas. Yeah.
We've come to you this morning because it's Christmas and it's very much on people's minds. But for many of the people who are here today, they're also the same people who come here for breakfast,
yeah,
for lunch, who are helped with thousands of food parcels here every week, that the reasons that they're queuing up today are the same reasons they're queuing up every week.
Yeah. We open 6 days a week. We start in the morning with breakfast at 7, and we serve breakfast until 11:30, and then from 12:30, we provide a hot dinner. And we notice that coming up to Christmas, when the children are off, our family area would be full of families coming for their breakfast and also for their dinner. Yeah, so that's 52 weeks of the year, 6 days a week. It's ongoing.
For many of those in emergency accommodation, over 16,000 people now, and that doesn't include other people who are homeless, this is often an easy place for them to come to because there mightn't be anywhere else for them to go to in the morning.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's actually more than feeding with food. There's the nourishment of human contact. Like there's a group of men come here every morning for breakfast and they're not homeless, but they, as one of them said, you know, I don't meet anyone from one end of the day to the next. So it's the poverty of loneliness. And he said, you know, what's important is that if I'm not here, I'm missed. If he's not here, where's John this morning? So that's part of it. So there's nourishment at all these different levels. We start by feeding and then the nourishment of human contact.
Capuchin Day Centre has been helping people in Dublin City Centre since 1969. Brother Kevin, its founder, this is the first Christmas that he won't be here.
Yes, and Brother Kevin, he retired 3 years ago and went to Cork, but he was still very much involved in the centre. This is very difficult for us because not only did we lose our brother, he's our brother Capuchin, but also our founder. So like, but he's still very much present as we minister to the poor. We think of Kevin and we think, well, what would Kevin do? And Kevin would be right in the middle of it, feeding the poor and looking after the poor. And that's our charism as Capuchins.
You've a busy day ahead. That queue is going to be there for quite some time.
I'd say most of the day, because people last week were queuing from, I think there was someone there at 10 o'clock the night before because they were getting the tickets, but now they're sure of a voucher this morning.
Father Kevin Kiernan, Director of the Capuchin Day Centre, thank you very much for speaking to us and welcoming us here this morning. 22 minutes past 8.
Thank you, Gavin.